Congratulations firstly on re-signing. Can you just talk through that decision?
Yeah, it was a pretty easy decision, I think. Obviously, my family and friends are from here, and I'm pretty settled in WA. I've been living here my whole life. I've been in Perth since I was 17, so it was a really easy decision. Really happy with it. So.
Still feel very lucky being picked up by WA Comp, and you didn't have to wait.
Yeah, for sure. I was open to go anywhere, but when my name got called out with the Freo Dockers, I was stoked. I think there's obviously a boyhood dream to play AFL, and I think when you play footy in your home state, there's nothing better.
Obviously, you're at the start of the year, you were trying to get into the midfield, and now you look like a much more established part of it. Do you feel like that?
Yeah, I think after the round two game, like Ross and I had a pretty honest conversation about what my role was to be for the following weeks after that, and that was obviously the tagging role. And I think you're never sort of fully established in the midfield. I always play better when I'm on the edge, and I think when you're on the edge, you know that you're not like a full-time player in the team. I think anyone's really one or two bad games away from being out of the side. So I think, with my role, I've grown into it, and certainly not comfortable, but I think more natural. And I think, playing at AFL every week is something that I'm getting used to.
What was behind the move to halfback? What did Ross say you there?
Yeah, it was a bit of a balance with the team. He wanted Lockie Weller to go to the wing and then Stephen Hill inside, so it was just a bit of a balance with the team. And he said to me, if you want to be a good player, good players can play anywhere. And I sort of took it in my stride and thought, like, I want to be a good player and do the job well and do it for the team. I was open to it and took it straight away, and I was like, let's do this, and I was happy to do it.
Yeah, played well on the weekend. Do you see yourself splashing down there perhaps the rest of the season, maybe, just to learn that defensive craft as part of the back six?
Yeah, not too sure. I think I'll probably move from halfback into the midfield, midfield to the halfback. It's something that, you just add another string to your bow, and I'm happy to play wherever Ross wants me to play, I'll play.
What was the mood like? Obviously, devastating to lose the game on the weekend, but what was the mood like coming out, given how far you pushed the Cats with you and so on?
Yeah, obviously down Geelong, and we had a young side. We had two debutants and one player with three games, another player with four games, something like that. And it's a whole group of us with less than 50 games. I think it was something we're really proud of as a playing group, the way that we bounced back, especially after a few poor games against Brisbane and Adelaide and Collingwood. I think it was an important time for us boys to stand up and make all the fans and supporters and everyone, all the support staff, proud of the way that we play. Obviously, we're really disappointed with not getting the 4 points, but we took a real, real big step forward on the weekend with the way that we want to play. And I think the pressure now is for us to bring that every week. So if we can do that week in, week out, we'll definitely build towards something.
Playing these close games, I think there's four pretty close games this year. Can that help fast track the young group, do you think?
Yeah, for sure. I think as a young group, when you're under that sort of extreme pressure in the last quarter, you certainly grow as a player and you work out who can handle those big moments and who can't. And I think a lot of us boys, especially that last play, like the way that Lucky well, I centred the ball and things like that. It just shows a lot of composure with our young guys.
Yeah, do you feel pretty comfortable now when games are close, that you know what your role is and what you should be doing at certain points of the game?
Yeah, obviously in the last quarter, you're pretty fatigued and a lot of things come into it, and the crowd's roaring, and especially when you're away, they're roaring for the team that you're playing against. But I think, the way that we've been exposed to a lot of close games this year, hopefully in the future will hold us in really good stead.
Kind of the last time, in fact, the only time you played St Kilda was last year, I think, round 10. Last quarter, 8-0. You got memories of that?
Yeah, I actually remember the quarter time spray that Ross gave us as a playing group against St Kilda. We sort of came out and weren't tackling and weren't providing the pressure that he wanted us to. But they did get away from us in the last quarter. So we might have a look at what happened last time against Saints, but especially because it happened a year ago, a few things may have changed, but we might have a look at that.
And what about them now? They found form on the weekend, albeit before that they've been struggling. What are you noticing about St Kilda? Have you done any personal due diligence on St Kilda's form yourself?
No, I haven't really done a lot. I think we focused a lot on Geelong after the bye because we played them earlier in the year. So we'll definitely do our due diligence with looking at vision and things like that this week coming up.
Anyone in the St Kilda team that you would like to play on?
No, not particularly, really.
No?
Yeah, anyone, yeah. There's, well, it's considering like what's happened recently with the change of role and going half back and tagging and playing midfield, I'm happy to do whatever Ross wants me to do.
Is playing as a tagger good for you, do you think, for that month or 5 weeks you do?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's always good sort of nailing down down a role. Sorry, voice break. nailing down a role and just having just full focus on that role. I think it certainly did catapult my footy forward a fair bit, just with the importance of the role that everyone plays in the team. I think it's important just for me to focus on that and then build on that, and then whatever role I have from there, I'll know that I'll commit to it and do my best to fulfil it.
What small things did you learn about playing midfield in that role when you're watching what other top players do?
Yeah, obviously I came across a few players and they all had their strengths and weaknesses, and just little things like being more focused on my transition and things like that obviously helps. Like when you have a good basis of a good defensive game, the ball winning and things like that come naturally. Everyone that plays in the midfield, they can win the ball, but whether or not you're good defensively is another thing. So I was able to build on that and then hopefully keep that with me for the rest of my career.
Do you expect Nat Fyfe and Aaron Sandilands to play? You walk around them, you've seen them around the club. I know you're not going to name the team and you wouldn't have any idea, but do you expect them to play?
I'm not too sure, but obviously what we showed on the weekend was something that we can play really well without them. Like Shawnee Darcy, obviously he played a really good game, and the midfield, they performed really well. So it shows that whoever's playing for us, we can bring it with the best of them. So yeah, I'm not too sure, sorry.
Connor, that kick in the last quarter, you went across the defensive 50-metre arc to try and find Lockie. Ross applauded you for that, although it didn't necessarily come off. Is that good to hear that message, take the game on, even if, it doesn't come off, we've made them stuff?
Yeah, definitely. With last time we played Geelong, they had a few plus ones behind the ball, and we kept kicking it straight to them. So an emphasis for the game this week was to build the ball and take those risky kicks on in 45s and things like that. So after I kicked it and they kicked a goal, I got the message from the runner, and I got a message from a lot of the boys as well. Like, just keep doing that. Don't worry about the end result. Like, we want to keep doing that. If we want to stay in this game and get back this lead or keep the lead, we've got to keep playing the way that we were playing the whole game. So you can't just go into your shell, I feel, because then you just go backwards. So all the boys showed me great support, and Ross was happy for it after the game.
Can I ask you, a couple of weeks ago, West Coast said that they weren't, in their own game, weren't sure how long there was left in the game. Brendan Goddard said the other day he wasn't sure how long was left in the game. The other day, when you were playing Geelong, were you aware of how long you guys had to get the ball to the other end of the ground?
No, you have no idea. When that last play happened, I sort of thought, I didn't know how long was left. Could have been 15 seconds, could have been a minute. So, yeah, you don't really know how long there is, because obviously it's the count-up clock at the ground, while everyone at home knows how long there is to go. So it's a bit of a tough one, but, yeah, as I said before...
So no word from the bench, no word from the runner, no one's. There's no team plan, where do we look, no message coming out at all?
There's definitely a team plan. So if we're behind, there's a certain way that we want to play, and then if we're in front, there's a certain way that we want to play. I personally didn't receive a message from a runner, but a runner does come out from time to time and tell you how long there is at the end of a quarter.
Will the glove stay, and is that a byproduct of whatever's the cut on the hand or whatever's up?
Yeah, it was just protecting a cut that I got to my hand. So it was something that the physio staff and I agreed on. I think I'll wear it this week and then might keep wearing it for the rest of the year, but we'll see what happens.
You liked playing with it?
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
Really dumb question, but there's been a few so far from me. Your hair, are you having haircuts at all, or have you got some... Is there something going on? Have you got some, I've got to play five good games and we've got to win five in a row? Is there anything relevant to the hair?
No, I haven't had a haircut in over a year, so... I haven't been a hairdresser in so long. Yeah, I don't know.
And for what reason, can I ask? You just like it really long?
I don't know.
There's nothing behind it.
No.
As long as you're playing, you just keep your hair long.
Yeah, I don't really think about it too much, to be honest.